you must be thrilled to bits with that, because that's a plan that's been long in the making.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was always the plan after his winner at Ascot. It was very impressive that day after a year off. We came into the race very hopeful. We obviously went up £9 for winning the last day at Ascot, which is, you know, is always a bit of a question mark. But it's a very straightforward horse, and he won nicely.
The race, they didn't seem to go as quick as they can do in an Ebor. Was that simply because of the conditions? Was it quite testing out there?
It's testing enough. It's obviously soft ground. It is hard work. We didn't go mad, but I presume because of that sort of ground, I think it's a sort of place that they want to draw an end-to-end gallop, because, you know, it could pay towards the end of, to the end of the race. So, but the horses, they're winning. They travel nicely, and
you
keep galloping all the way to the line.
I have to say, the other thing is to get yourself in the right place about 3 furlongs out, because everybody wanted the stand rail. But the most important thing for you was to get yourself a clear run, wasn't it?
For sure. Yeah, I knew we were going to come to that stand side rail. I didn't want to get caught in the pocket when I wanted to get him going. You know, we're very keen to get a nice clear run, and once we get him rolling, make sure we get a nice move run all the way to the line.
But the second has made you work. There's been no cakewalk.
Yeah, I played the second because I thought I was going to go away and, you know, pull away from him, but my horse sort of stopped in nearly the second horse.
And for you, Andre, I mean, I think back to you winning 2 John Smith's Cups here back in your early days. I mean, this is you always enjoyed these big handicaps here, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it's great to win the Ebor. It's obviously, it's a race that's... We tried to win it before. It's a very hard race to win. You usually need a previous on horse to win Ebor. And just a shame it's not worth £1 million.
And also for you, it's great to win it in those colours. Very important for you.
Yeah. No, it's great to great for the Boschett moment of age. You know, we had a few near misses today. We thought we could at least win another 2 before the Ebor, and we didn't. And luckily, this fella came out and he won the race. And I'm sure he watches every race, and he's very supportive, and he deserves this big
and great
race.
For Roger and the team, because I mean, it's a great achievement to turn him out twice, bang on to win a handicap at Royal Ascot, and then bang on to win a Sky Bet Ebor. That's no mean achievement by the trainer.
No, great training performance to keep him sound. He's obviously had his issues. He's very lightly raced for a 5-year-old, and hopefully we can stay sound and safe, and we can have a lot of fun with us.
And talk of trips to Australia. You fancy a trip and go and take on the Australians with this horse?
Listen, we tried it before. You know, the Melbourne Cup, I know he's over sort of 2 miles, but you need a horse that's he's got with speed, and probably the mile and a half horse really. When this fella is an outside, you know, just gallops, he doesn't do anything fast. Whether he's got that early tactical speed for a Melbourne Cup to get his position, I don't know, but it's not for me to decide. I'm sure we'll make the decision, all 3 of us, me, Roger Ferrin, obviously, the main man, Shane Wavanabegs.